Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
Thank you, Mike Cleary. And I'm thanking Mike Cleary, the legendary Bay Area broadcaster, a member of the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame, among other accolades, because that's Mike's voice. And here's why Mike fits with this project, though probably best known for his work on the Frank and Mike Show on KNBR Radio for many years. Mike actually is an alumnus of KCBS Radio as well. He tells some great stories, and one of these times we'll bring them to you because we have sat down for an interview with Mike about this. But in 1967 and 1968, in the months before the launch of the all-news format on KCBS, Mike was hired to be a news anchor and on-air interview host. He says the times were fascinating because he knew he wasn't going to be retained after the switch to the all-news format, so there was a great deal of freedom, shall we say, to the work Mike Cleary did on KCBS in the late 1960s. For this episode, and prefacing it with a reminder to subscribe, if you would, to the podcast so you'll get each episode when it's released, you can do that at the Google Play podcast platform, or podcast portal, rather. You can do it at the Apple Podcast Portal, and of course at radio.com or via the radio.com app, or at kcbsradio.com. This episode takes you to 1986. It's a chunk of air coverage of the 1986 winter floods. That winter saw 2 weeks of nonstop rain inundating Northern California, and the wettest day of that stretch was Monday, February 17th, 1986. 10 weather stations in different parts of Northern California reported 24-hour rainfall totals of more than 10 inches. 10 inches of rain in 24 hours. That's epic rainfall anywhere, particularly so in Northern California. What we have here is a piece of the 9 p.m. hour on KCBS Radio. Wayne Jordan was the anchor that evening. You'll hear from reporters Bob Melrose and Lynn Jimenez in the field.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch never stops. KCBS News time is 9:06. Record flooding is occurring on the Napa River, the Russian River. Flood warnings in effect through tomorrow morning for the Napa River in Napa County and the Russian River in Mendocino and Sonoma counties. And we get the latest update now from KCBS reporter Bob Melrose.
As I said last hour, Wayne, there was a big meeting going on here at the Emergency Operations Center in Santa Rosa. What the officials have decided to do is to evacuate the 450 or so people that are at the church, the Catholic Church in Guerneville, get them out of there sometime tomorrow. A Navy lieutenant commander will fly over there to figure out the best way to get them out. Some amphibious boats are being brought up here from Vallejo right now, and they will be put at one of the areas that is flooded by a county crane. We'll take them off a truck and put them in the water, and then they'll see what to do tomorrow. They'll also have helicopters standing by and buses. They don't know whether they're going to get them out by boat, helicopters, or buses, but or a combination of all three. But at any rate, the county officials are taking no more chances, and they want these people evacuated from that church because things are very uncomfortable there, to say the least. Their river water now is expected to rise to 49 to 50 feet at Guerneville, and that's one of the reasons why they decided to take such quick action, and they figure they have enough equipment to pull this off to get those people out of there. But rescue operations will be continuing all night as well. It's entirely possible that when they get those 450 people out of that church, that more people will then arrive there and they'll keep this rescue operation going indefinitely, or at least until tomorrow night once it starts early in the morning. So they've called out the heavy military stuff to get these people out of this church, because this river is just too far out of control and it's rising just a little too much. County Sonoma County Supervisor Ernie Carpenter says this is the best thing to do.
The weather's worse and the river's still rising, and in fact it is affecting areas that in modern history have not been affected. I would say that everyone's rising to the occasion, and the rescue people, the fire departments, the Red Cross, the Sheriff's Department, county personnel are reacting admirably, so I think we're getting better as it gets worse.
Now, two kids, children, I should say, or maybe teenagers, two boys, one age 18 and 19, are missing tonight in Santa Rosa. They were riding on a raft with two other boys when it got swamped in Sonoma Creek near Kenwood. The other two boys, one swam to safety, the other one ended up hanging on a tree before he was rescued by the Kenwood Fire Department. But as we say, those two other boys are missing. Those are the only reported deaths that we've had. We understand that there may be people standing on roofs in Forestville. They're trying to get lights on boats to get those people off of those roofs. They claim they're not in any danger, but they're just very uncomfortable. There could be a little bit of both involved in that as well. So the situation continues. It's a crisis situation up here. This is, the river is going to a record level. People haven't seen it this bad in 20 or 30 years, and this is going to be a record flood, and there's still tragedy, and crisis still isn't over, and there's more to come. Now, we have some road closings, too. Highway 101 at the Marin-Sonoma line, there's one lane open in each direction, they tell me. Of course, that can change almost minute by minute, the way these rivers go back and forth. Highway 29 at the so-called Southern Crossing up in Napa County, that particular road, you should use caution up there because of all the high winds. And Highway 101 between Cloverdale and Willits is closed and is going to be closed for quite some time, perhaps even after this crisis is over, because of all the water rushing down, all the releases being made into the Russian River. The water's moving there just too quickly, so they have closed that road as well. With more on this situation in the North Bay, here's Lynn Jimenez in the KCBS newsroom.
Well, Bob, no one is standing on rooftops in Marin, but it has been a rough day in the North Bay. This storm has had residents sandbagging and moving to high ground. Marin Emergency Services spokesman Dennis Brown says four people were injured when a mudslide flattened their home on Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. One woman, 25-year-old Esther Vogel, is in serious condition with broken bones at Marin General Hospital. Other slides forced evacuations today. A 20-unit apartment building in Terra Linda is threatened with flipping ground. It has not been hit yet. Most of its residents, the elderly, were evacuated. Three homes on Roca Avenue in Fairfax are still slipping, and residents of 13 homes in that immediate area were evacuated. At Wolf Grade on Sir Francis Drake Boulevard, a slide blocking that area, and that's a big intersection. In Novato, residents of the Mission Lodge Apartments and the Nave Garden subdivision were evacuated because of high water. They're still out of their homes. Don't expect to return for the next few days. Water's still high in that area. In Ross, homes on Lagunitas Road and Shady Lane and Lower Bolinas Road were evacuated. Now, right now, officials are keeping a close watch on three communities along the Corta Madera Creek: San Anselmo, Fairfax, and Ross. According to Brown, San Anselmo's main business district is sandbagged, but the water is receding right now, and no water is getting into the businesses there. He says that everybody in that area, including West Marin, which is along Highway 1 in the lower area, and Novato, are being asked to stay prepared to move at a moment's notice. Have medicine, blankets, and clothes ready, and please obey emergency service workers when they ask you to leave. At this point, though, Marin County has been very lucky. They've had no deaths, and as Brown says, what they're doing right now is bracing for more bad weather. The brunt of the storm is expected to hit tomorrow. Now, as far as roadways closed in Marin County, we do have a partial list. There is one lane open each way, as you heard from Bob, at 101 at the county line. Northbound 101 in Atherton is blocked. Marshall Petaluma Road, 5 miles east of Marshall, is blocked. A slide hit 101 southbound at Cal Park Hill at Larkspur. There's some flooding along Highway 37 at Novato Creek and Lakeville, and Muir Woods is closed because of flooding. As I said earlier, Wolf Grade between Greenbrae and San Rafael is closed due to a slide. In West Marin, Highway 1 is closed at Slide Ranch Road. It's closed 2 miles north of Point Reyes and north and south of the town of Tamales. It's also closed at Olemus Bolinas Road. College Avenue is closed down in Kentfield. Sir Francis Drake is closed in three or four locations at Levee Road, at Platform Bridge, and in Sir Francis Drake west of Inverness. It's also closed west of Fairfax at, it looks like Minor, either Minor or Moner, I'm not sure which. People have been asked to, pardon me, evacuate to Isabel Cook Shelter in San Anselmo and various churches around the area, but at this point, Brown tells me that the evacuation centers have very few people in them. Most people have been able to find housing and shelter with friends and family. One of the more important things occurring in Marin County right now are the closures of the school districts. Those are the school districts that will be closed tomorrow. They are Novato Unified School District, Dixie School District, Tamil Pious School District, San Rafael School District, Larkspur, Ross Valley, Reed, Sausalito, Marin County Schools Office, which means daycare and vocational training, special education classes are canceled. Marin Catholic is going to be closed tomorrow, as is St. Isabella's in Terra Linda, St. Rita's in Fairfax, the Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Novato, San Domenico in San Anselmo, Ross School in Ross, Brandeis Hillel Day School in San Rafael, Our Lady of Loreto in Novato, and Marin Community College District in both campuses. There are still a few school districts from whom we have not heard. As soon as we do get information on school closures, we will bring them to you. So that's a wrap-up of what's going on in Marin County tonight. As Dennis Brown said, they're just waiting and hoping that this next front gives them a little break before it comes in. Wayne?
Thank you very much, Lynn Jimenez. And we've been in touch with Bob Hallman, our KCBS weatherman and meteorologist, and he will be updating our weather. He has some new information for us, and we'll have that as soon as we get it, probably within a quarter of an hour. However, the forecast that we do have calls for the flash flood warning until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, rain heavy at times. And we'll have gusty winds at times to 65 miles per hour, but some of that rain tapering off and turning showery during the afternoon tomorrow.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.